ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاة عماد الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، فمن تركها فقد هدم الدين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected Ulama Ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the final kitab, Quran Kareem, which has been expounded to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala hum ajma'in practiced upon it, showing us how practical Islam is. Alhamdulillah, today is the first Jummah after Ramadan, and we are in the blessed month of Shawwal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith, the person who fasts for 6 fasts in the month of Shawwal, it is as if to say he has fasted for the whole year round. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For little action, maximum sawab. For small, simple action, maximum sawab. Month of Ramadan, 30 fast. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it by 10, as if to say we have got the sawab of fasting for 300 days. Shawwal, 6 fast, multiply by 10, 60. 300 plus 60, 360. That's a lunar year. As if to say we are fasted for the whole year round. Concerning these fasts, we must remember that it is not necessary for us to keep these fasts, all these 6, one after the other. In the whole month of Ramadan, we can split it up. A fast today, and a few days later, another fast. Some people have this fallacious idea, erroneous belief, that immediately after Eid, that is today, we must fast and keep fasting for the next 6 days, and then we have a second Eid. This second Eid concept is not an Islamic thing. There is no such thing as a second Eid. The second Eid is Eid al-Adha, which is shortly coming also. That which is in Shariat we must do. That which Shariat has prescribed we must do. That which has been approved by Quran and Hadith we must do. That which is not approved we must leave, abstain from. That is a Muslim. His duty is to inquire what Allah says, what my Nabi says, what the Sahabas have practiced, and subsequently practice likewise. And if a person has got qaza fast, meaning that he has missed some fast due to some valid reason, valid Shari reason, then he must keep his qaza fast. These Shawwal fasts are nafil, optional. And qaza is something that you have to keep. It is necessary for you to keep. So if a person has got qaza on his head, then he must do those qaza. Complete his qaza fast first. That also is an ailment amongst us, that we have got the faraiz, the wajibat, the sunnat, and the nafil. So people begin to do the nafil and leave the faraz out, and begin to do the mustahab and leave the wajib out. That which is important we must do, and that must be given preference in the life of a Muslim. Actually, I want to say a few words concerning sin, masiyat. There are 2 types of sins. One is major and one is minor. A major sin, first of all, sin itself, what is it? Sin means being disobedient to Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sin means contravening the law of Allah, contravening Shariat. Sin means transgressing the limitations prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sin means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do certain things. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us to do certain things. There are boundaries, there are limitations, there are restrictions. And a person goes across those limitations, goes across those boundaries, goes across his limits. That is sin. When he does not obey the commands of Allah, when he does not adhere to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he does not conform to Shariat, then he is sinning. Divided into two, major and minor. When a punishment has been stipulated in the Quran and Hadith and Mutawatira, then we will say that that action will be a major sin. Adultery, fornication, stealing, robbing, murdering, looting, discarding Shariat, but believing it to be true. When there is admonition, warning or punishment, when there is punishment stipulated in the Quran and Hadith of mutawatir nature, then that person, if he does that action, is indulged in a major sin. And when he contravenes the law of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there is no punishment stipulated or no admonition, severe admonition administered for that sin, then that is a minor sin. But respected elders, an ailment, a spiritual ailment, a mental ailment that has seeped into us is that a Muslim, he fails to recognize sin as sin. When a Muslim has realized that this is sin and I will be punished for it, this is sin and I will get azab for it, this is sin, I will go to Jahannam for this, this is sin, it is getting the wrath of Allah Ta'ala, that this is sin, it is getting the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is sin, it is taking the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala away, that this is sin, my Nabi will not be happy when he hears of it, that this is sin, it takes me away from Shariat, then a person would stay away from that sin. Provided a person recognizes sin as sin, when a person recognizes sin as sin, then he will reform. When he recognizes sin as sin, then he will change. But when he makes and he commits sin and he regards it, that he says, okay, no, nothing wrong. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. And he sits back, commits his sin. Then he's got no chance or little chance of reforming. And worse still is that person who commits a sin and he thinks, I'm getting sawab for it, I'm getting rewarded for it, I'm getting blessed for it, and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is descending on me, I'm doing this action. Then there is very little chance for that person to stay away and abstain from that sin. And innovations come under that category. A person who does an action and he feels I'm getting sawab, it is hard for him to reform or change or to alter his life. A person, he goes to an un-Islamic gathering, he listens to music, and he indulges in intermingling of sexes. In back of his mind, no, music is okay, intermingling of sex is okay. Oh, anybody can talk to my wife, that's okay. My wife can talk to anybody, that is okay. I can talk to any woman, that is okay. Any woman can talk to me, that is okay. I can sit alone with any woman, that is okay. Any man can visit my wife in my absence, that is okay. My daughter can go out in the night and come back whenever she feels like, that is okay. My son, I give him all the wealth, all the property, and give him the car keys and tell him, you come when you want to. That is okay. All these are sins. But what he's saying? No, it's okay. He's a young man. Let him enjoy life. Are you letting him enjoy Jahannam? You're sending him to Jahannam? You're giving him the means for Jahannam? You're giving him the asbab for Jahannam? The causes for Jahannam? Then you say, no barakat in the house. Give ta'weez. No barakat in the house. You're not inviting the barakat. You're not practicing the Shariat. You're not performing to the Shariat. And you want barakat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the one who repents. He loves the one who seeks pardon. He loves the one who cries before Allah, before Him. He loves that person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves two drops. One drop of a person who strives in the path of Allah, a mujahid, and he is wounded and blood flows from his body. Those drops of blood are dear and beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves those things. Let alone spilling blood in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim, Ramzan has come and gone. Etikaf has come and gone. Laylatul Qadr has come and gone. Muslim was frequenting the masjid. But now these days after Ramzan, Muslim cannot even get up from the bed at Fajr time. Warmness of his wife leaves him. He says, I can't leave this, I can't go to the masjid. But come, the sun is shining and the discussion is heated, then everybody says, I'm scholar of Islam. I'm very good Muslim. I'm lover of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But lover of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cannot even get up from his bed and go for Fajr Salat. Cannot go for Isha Salat. This is where I say, recognize sin as sin. You miss your Zuhur, you're a sinner. You miss the Asr, you're sinning. You miss the Maghrib, you're sinning. You miss the Isha, you're sinning. You miss the Fajr, you're sinning. But this has not dawned on us that I am missing Fajr, Asr and Maghrib. I'm missing my Salat, I am sinning. When it dawns upon me and you that I am sinning, then the masjid will be full. Then I will leave my house, I will go to the masjid. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person who in the secluded portion of his house or in the darkness of the night when people are sleeping and he pleads and cries before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tears roll from his eyes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those teardrops. That brings the mercy of Allah ta'ala. That brings the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have become so hard-hearted. Our hearts have become like rocks. We have become like stones. We cannot plead before Allah. We cannot cry before Allah. As a Muslim, we must learn to make dua and plead and take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala and her reports, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that a person has got so much sin that it equals to the foams which exist in the oceans, and he repents before Allah, Allah will forgive him. This is the beauty of Islam. This is the beauty of our deen, that no matter how bad a sinner, no matter what the sin, yeah, provided you have not taken anybody's property, provided you have not taken anybody's money or wealth, provided you have not suppressed or oppressed someone's right, provided you are not taking someone's possession, yes, that you must go and return those goods. You must go and seek forgiveness from that person involved. Return his property, wealth or money. Return his goods. You cannot steal and in the darkness of the night plead before Allah, Ya Allah, these backdoor goods I got, make it halal. No, there is no conversion like that in Islam. Understand? You have to go and return the goods. Give it back to the people. Stole someone's property, suppressing someone's inheritance, stealing, robbing, looting. Those things you have to give back to where it belongs. Then plead before Allah. Allah will forgive us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, I said that Allah loves a person who seeks forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us the blessed month of Ramadan, 30 days. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi stated that if a person does an action for 40 days, it becomes a habit, it becomes second nature to him, and he becomes accustomed to doing it. A person outside Ramadan, he may not have been regular in Salat or Quran Tilawat or Zikr. Now Ramadan came, he became regular in Quran Tilawat, regular in Salat. 30 days, now the rebellious shaitan has been released. So Muslim must guard himself. A Muslim is a fighter. He is a warrior against shaitan. He is a fighter against shaitan. He is a fighter against his nafs, his desires, whims and fancies. He's regular for Isha. He's been regular for Fajr. 30 days, respected elders. My appeal to you is for 10 more days do it. We do it for 10 more days. Allah Ta'ala will bless us. We will have this habituated in us. It will become part and parcel of us. The action of going for Salat and making Zikr and making Quran Tilawat. And everyone listening, sitting, has got the potentiality of becoming a good Muslim. And we should take advantage over this. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported, a person goes out. And he goes out with his conveyance, with his animal, laden with goods. Laden with goods. And when it is hot, he decides to rest under a tree, to take rest. And he falls asleep. When he gets up, his conveyance is gone, his animal is gone, his goods is gone, his possession is gone. He is worried and he is perturbed. He is concerned and he is running here, he is running there. Where is my animal? Where is my goods? What is happening? And he is alone and he is doing all this. He looks, he seeks, he fails to find. He is extremely exhausted and tired. And he comes back and he rests under the tree. He falls asleep. He is tired and exhausted. And when he gets up, he sees his animal in front of him. He sees his conveyance in front of him. His luggage is there. His goods is there. How happy that person is. How happy he will be. Allah, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is so happy. He's like that one, giving us an explanation of the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when his servant seeks forgiveness. How happy Allah ta'ala gets. How pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets. And this person here, in ecstasy, he loses control of himself. He loses control of his vocabulary. He loses control of what he has to say and what he's supposed to say and what he is obligated to say. He gets into a trance and he says that I am your Rabb, referring to Allah. I am your Rabb and you are my servant. Instead of saying the other thing, that you are my Rabb and I am your servant. But he is so happy and out of happiness, he loses control of his own self. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his doors of mercy are open. His doors of forgiveness are open. Petty differences must not disunite us. Small quarrels must not disunite us. We Muslims at this stage in South Africa and in the whole world have to be united. Leave these petty differences alone. Plead before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite us, unite our hearts, to make us good and practical Muslims, so that the mercy of Allah ta'ala can descend. Otherwise the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend. And we at the moment in South Africa are sitting on this time bomb. And the conditions of this country depend on us and no one else. Depend on us, our condition, our behavior, our amal, our practice, not on any political party. So we should stay away from sin, abstain from sin, major or minor, recognize sin as sin, leave it, come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, back to the Quran, back to the masjid, back to the salat, back to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us, forgive us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant unity and mercy. There's one small announcement, that the brothers who are parking their cars, that kindly park your cars. You can park it on the pavement, they're allowing that. But do not park it in the opposite direction and do not expect a fine. Park it in the opposite direction, then the authorities get upset and then they fine you, and then you will complain and they cannot do anything about it. So alhamdulillah, the masjid has been constructed, and in everywhere where you are staying, make figure that how the masjid can come full. How can I be responsible for the masjid to become full? And how can I stay away from sin? Alhamdulillah, there is an istima taking place also in Lodium, starting from the 8th, 9th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. So brothers are requested, go to a good environment, go to a righteous environment, go to an environment where you are not going to sin, where there is going to be talks, where there is going to be a fikr that how can I link myself to my Creator, how can I link myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can I learn about Deen. Wa akhir da'wah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.